the late 70s, early 80s, a few issues, some things you were proud of that you accomplished as a state legislator?
You know, one of the things, John, you remember the old Oklahoma gridiron we used to have, and where the press roasted everybody, and that motto was, there's always an aroma in Oklahoma. And, the ethics of the state legislature were pretty lax. We didn't have an ethics commission. We had very minimal laws. Lobbyists passed out money left and right. We didn't have, initially we didn't have open meetings and open records. Those came and were enforced throughout my 10 years in the House. And fortunately, I was on the right side of those issues. And now, as from your profession, can you imagine what things would be like without open meetings and open records?
Oh, yes.
It's just awful. And I remember one time there was I was trying to get along with all the members of the legislature because I thought I might want to try to run for, one of the offices, majority caucus chairman, maybe someday speaker. And so I was trying to get along with everybody. But some of them I couldn't really get along with. And I went to, there was a room called the Cheese Room. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
You'll have to ask your wife, Margaret, about that, if she ever heard any stories about the Cheese Room. But there was this room that the lobbyists pooled together and just kept a bar and snacks going, every night. And people would go there and the bar and drink free whiskey and talk to the lobbyists. And one night I decided, well, I better go check this Cheese Room out and see what it's like. And I got in and there was a big card game going on. And there was a sort of uniquely presented woman, uniquely clad. I couldn't exactly tell what it was about her, but there was something different about her. And I found out a person came over and said, well, this is a prostitute who these lobbyists have brought in here, and the winner of the card game gets to have her services. And I said, oh, okay, thank you. And I backed out of that place, and I never came back. I just thought, that there's a lot of stuff going on in here, and I don't think I'm for any of it.
Right. So was that a room in the Capitol?
No, it was in a sleazy hotel, not too far from the Capitol.
Okay.
But they don't have that anymore, I'm glad to say. And, one of the persons serving the bar was a house sergeant at arms. And I don't even know how that happened. I hope he was just volunteering. I hope that wasn't, part of his job. I don't think it was. I was elected majority caucus chairman one time, but I could never reach a broad enough group of people, I think, to become the speaker.
And why is that? You seem like a charming guy and all. I mean, why wouldn't they cater to you?
Well, for one thing, I didn't think it was a good idea to be playing poker for prostitutes. I had I was kind of a bit of a straight arrow, I think.
Not in with the with the guys, the boys, the boys club.
Yeah, not in with some of the boys. that had wine women and song.
Right. But
I was pretty interested in the song part of it, but not the wine and women.
Right. The School of Science and Math, you were involved with that.
Yes, that under the leadership of the great, and now I genuflect, Penny Williams, who was a great friend of yours.
Yes.
And Margaret.
Let me just say that we have Penny Williams' interview here on the website voicesofoklahoma.com. So with that plug, move ahead and tell your story.
Okay. Well, Penny, somebody used to say about Penny Williams, you know, if you have 10,000 ideas, a couple of them have got to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, she had so many ideas. Everything she ever read, she got something from. You know, hey, look at what they're doing here in Outer Mongolia. maybe we could do that here. You know, but she came up with this idea of creating a school for our brightest students, because we found that a lot of our really bright students in Oklahoma high schools, they were stealing hubcaps because they were bored to death. There just wasn't enough to do, enough going around. And, you know, the deity makes his or her gifts geographically without any particular rhyme or reason. We have smart people born in Oklahoma, too.
Right.
Really smart people. And so we found that we thought we could create this residential high school that would probably be affiliated with one of our universities and give our brightest and best high school students the brightest and best teachers that we could buy. And Tulsa took a great leadership role. The Schustermans, Penny Williams, other people in Tulsa, the Lortons. Tulsa took a great leadership role in helping this, even though there was an argument over where it should be, and Tulsa wanted it, and Oklahoma City wanted it, and it finally ended up in Oklahoma City, which I think is where it needed to be, actually, because that's where the capital was, that's where all the resources were concentrated, and so they worked initially with OU and OSU, but created this remarkable School of Science and Math